Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kingdom Come, our second series of teaching with me, Jess Priest, and Pastor Fergus Buchan from MMI London. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us tonight. We're so happy to be back with you all again, finally. If you missed last week's episode, we are in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and it was a revelation of the end times. And tonight's message is all about the Great Tribulation. So without further ado, over to you, Pastor Fergus.
Well, thank you so much, Jess. It's good to be back again, folks. And we're going to follow up with after our first readings and ministry. And I hope that you enjoyed it and got something out of it and realized the times we're in. Well, now this segment with Jess, I want to talk about the Great Tribulation. All right, there's tribulation coming. There's trials and tribulations coming. We all go through trials and tribulations in our daily life, no doubt. Health, sickness, business failing, marriages failing. But this is a different tribulation. This is worldwide. This is going to be affecting all of us. So I want to just again expound, but I want to read first and go through what the scriptures say. And then I'll expound a wee bit with Jess. And she's always got a good question to ask. And I hope I've always got the answers. Or I might ask her a question today, Jess, and you can answer. Right, okay, the Great Tribulation. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house, and let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those, this is quite a tough one, guys, who are pregnant. And to those who are nursing babies in these days, and the prayer and pray that your flight may be in and not in winter or in the Sabbath, for then there will be great tribulation, such as never not been seen, the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. God is saying here, what he's saying is what we're going to see, Jess, if we're still alive. You've never seen anything like it. So I don't know what's going to happen, because I don't know, things aren't that great at the moment, are they? Wherever you travel or wherever you go, and you know how we have demonstrations in London every Saturday, and people get, you know, it's just getting bad, but it's not yet that bad. Okay. And then he says, and unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. That if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For the false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I've told you beforehand. We touched on this being deceived last week, eh? And brothers and sisters, you know, the Lord's warning us of what's to come. And he's warning us not to be deceived, even the very elect. So the very elect would be maybe pastors, prophets, teachers, people, evangelists, people that are in full-time ministry. Now, if we don't go to the scripture, Jess, and look at scripture and read it with our spiritual eyes, we are going to be deceived. Because if anybody tells you that things are going to get better in this age we're living in, they're liars. Now, I'm making quite a bold statement there. Because Jesus said it's going to get worse. Yeah. So now, here goes Fergus Buchan again. He's always bringing. I'm a watchman. I'm warning you. That's all I'm doing. Get your house in order. Get ready. He said it's going to get far worse. Okay. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he's in the inner rooms, do not believe. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. For wherever the carcass is, there are the eagles gathered together. When he comes, he's talking about lightning, flashes, east to west, north to south. Just there's going to be no mistaking who it is when he comes. There's going to be it's him. And you know, I might add a little point in here. You know, people say, oh, well, if I can find out when he's coming, I can live my life like I want to. And then I know he's coming tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So I'll just then repent and get on my knees and say, I'm sorry. No, he doesn't give us that. He doesn't give us that grace. That's not grace. When he comes, it's going to be like lightning. Now, how far? I've lived in Johannesburg a long, long time. I've seen those high-felt thunderstorms. They are something else. Mm-hmm. And when that bolt of lightning comes, it's gone as quick as it comes, eh, Jess? That's what it's going to be like. So there's no time to say, oh, I'm sorry. You've got to live your life today, Jess, and me, as if he's coming this afternoon now. In fact, it could happen while we're doing this recording. He could come and call us. Yeah, go on.
Exactly.
So there's going to be an open screen here. There's going to be a red jersey sitting on the city. And well, your stuff's on this chair because you'll have your white robe. You won't be naked. And up
with- yeah.
And then immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. Stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and glory. Now he's coming. Now it says all nations are going to see this. Everybody. Unbelievers, atheists, Shintoists, whoever doesn't believe in Jesus Christ are going to see this. And so are we. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Excuse me. My question to you, Jess, who's the elect? It's us.
Yeah.
It's us Christians, us believers. That's who is coming together. Us. Like we just spoke about just now behind your desk and me here in my lounge doing this podcast, he's coming to get us. He's not coming to get the unbeliever. He's not coming to get the atheist, the scoffer, the drunkard, the thief, the adulterer. We can go on and on, okay? I'm not judging nobody. I'm just telling you, get your house in order.
Yeah.
Because when we're gone, me, you, your mom and your dad, and my wife and my children who are born again, sinners, all of us, we're not, nothing is perfect. But he's coming for us. That's the elect he's talking about. And he says, yeah, the elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other, the whole of the earth. I mean, please, we have Chinese Christians, we have Japanese, we have African, we have Afrikaans, English speaking, Scots, the world. They believe, but how many will he find? How many will he find when he comes? Christ. And that's why it's so, so important, brothers and sisters, get right with God. We all mess up, don't we? Fine. Me too. I'm probably the biggest. I'm not judging nobody, but to repent. Always get a chance. Repent before you can't repent, because when we're gone, we're gone. And those that are behind are staying behind. And there's no chance of them coming to where we are. Because as I'll go into later on, it'll be so, so hard and difficult to receive Jesus once the elect has been taken away. They won't want to know. Because the Bible says that they will curse God even more. Not ask for forgiveness. They'll curse him for the fire, the stone. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly it. So, Jess, that's where we are at the moment. I've got three other sections that we're going to talk about. But unfortunately, tonight, we, again, have run out of time. Have you got something? Let's talk about this. Have you got something you want to share about what I've just read? Anything that's on your heart? In your mind?
No, I think, you know, I think, especially in the last few months, I think, you know, most Christians around the world, maybe Christians who kind of have the same mindset of me and, you know, like-minded and what we kind of believe and stuff. And I think it's so apparent that we really are in the end times, and it really is. It's near. And like you said, we don't know. It could be tonight. It could be next year. It could, we don't know when the Lord's coming. Yeah. But like you said, don't focus on when, just know that it's soon, and you need to get, you like you said, you need to get your house right, you need to get everything in order, you need to get you need to be ready, because that moment it will happen in a flash. And you know, I just have a really fear for the people who are left behind and who have to go through so much of that trip, of those tribulations, who have to, it's going to be terrible. But you know, so for me, I wouldn't even want to go through that. And I just think it's just so important, like you said, to just really, really just get everything in order and just be so ready. And you know what? It's exciting. I can't wait. I'm so happy. You know, if you have to go through a little bit of the trials and tribulations, it's so worth it. So, yeah.
Well, Jess, that's very good. You know, I like what you said just now. We don't know when, Jess. And, but you said it could be this afternoon. It could be in 5 years' time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But he's coming. That I do know. Why? Because he said so. So it's like we spoke a couple of years ago about the 10 virgins. Remember, five were foolish and five were wise.
Exactly.
Five got in, five, they were Christians.
Yeah.
But the other five were left out because their lamps ran out of oil and the light went out. So the same thing is what the Lord is telling us. He doesn't want anybody to be lost, Jess. I mean, he loved you so much, Father God, that he gave his son to die for you. So he loves you. But if you're not going to be ready, he can't take you. So it's very good what you said, and I like what you said. So next week, we're going to be talking about the parable of the fig tree, and we're going to talk about just what you said, but I'm going to give it to everybody in scripture. No one knows the day of the hour. So, amen. Brothers and sisters, let us just pray as we close this meeting until next week. Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the encouraging word. I thank you for the truth that Lord Jesus Christ would keep our candles, our lamps full of oil and burning brightly for you. So when you come, Lord Jesus Christ, you'll know who we are. I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Fergus, and thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight. As always, if any of you have any questions or prayer requests, please send them in to our prayer email address, which is mi.londonprayer@gmail.com. And Pastor Fergus would love to hear them and get back to you. So we'll see you all next week. And don't forget to tune in and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Until then, God bless.
God bless.